In this bulletin, Australia's Defence Minister calls on the US to be more engaged in the Indo-Pacific region. Southeast Asian leaders meet at a regional summit amid concerns over the US-China trade war. And in rugby, South Africa prepares to face off against England in the World Cup. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Chakamelos. Australia's Defence Minister Linda Reynolds has urged the US to work with its partners in the Indo-Pacific to strengthen regional order. Speaking at the conservative New York-based think tank, the Hudson Institute, Minister Reynolds says the US needs to really listen to the concerns of smaller nations in the region. She says tone and respect is really important in the presence of both the US in the Indo-Pacific.
Working more collaboratively with Australia, with Japan, with France and the UK, who all work sort of across the Indo-Pacific, and making sure what we do is joined up and it is comprehensive, but ultimately it is what is required in each and every nation. And I think, as I've said, it's more listening, more being present.
Meanwhile, Southeast Asian leaders are expected to voice concern at rising trade tensions during a regional summit starting today. The 10 countries of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, will meet in Bangkok, where they will also hold talks with representatives of world powers and have discussions on a regional trade agreement backed by China. Thai Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokeswoman Budarasidhi Santipitak says a number of topics will be discussed.
There will be regional issues focusing perhaps on the South China Sea, the Korean Peninsula situation in Rakhine, of course counterterrorism and countering violent extremism is usually brought up in the discussions. But moreover, we're, as I mentioned, we're looking at partnership, cooperation.
To Europe now, and British police say they now believe all 39 people found dead in the back of a truck in Essex near London last week were Vietnamese. Essex police have started extradition proceedings to bring a 22-year-old man from Ireland to the UK to face charges of manslaughter over the deaths. Essex Police Detective Chief Inspector Daniel Stoughton made a direct appeal to two brothers, Ronan and Christopher Hughes, who were wanted in connection with the deaths.
Ronan and Christopher, hand yourselves in to the police service of Northern Ireland. We need you both to come forward and assist this investigation.
US officials say they expect an initial trade deal with China to be signed this month after progress made in bilateral talks. China's state-run media outlet Xinhua says the world's two largest economies had reached a consensus on principles during a constructive telephone call on Friday between their main trade negotiators. US President Donald Trump says he's thinking about Iowa as a possible location to sign the deal.
Well, we're moving along with the deal with China. China wants to make the deal very much, and we have a good relationship, and we'll see what happens. I don't like to talk about deals until they happen, but we're making a lot of progress.
Where?
I want to get the deal done first, but we're thinking about Iowa. You know why? Because it would be the largest order in history for farmers. So to me, Iowa makes sense. I love Iowa.
In the Rugby World Cup, the All Blacks have clinched third place with a 40-17 victory over Wales. After 8 years as head coach and 16 years with the All Blacks, coach Steve Hansen steps down from the role. The team won 86% of the matches under Hansen's leadership. Hansen says he's proud of the team and what has been achieved.
For a long time, we can take a lot of pride in what we've done because we've asked teams to get better, to play better because they want to beat us. England have done that. South Africa have done it on occasions, and both those teams are in the final, so you know, now it's up to them, isn't it? And we're chasing them. And I know with my time now finishing, I know the All Blacks will continue to strive to be better.
And a look at Sunday's weather now, partly cloudy in Perth, 22, morning shower or two in Adelaide, 21. Much the same for Melbourne, 22, 21 degrees for Hobart, an afternoon shower there as well. Possible rain and storms in Canberra and 23. Much the same for Wollongong, 26, rain with a possible storm in Sydney and 29. Much the same for Newcastle in Brisbane, it'll be a cloudy day in 27. Cloudy also for Cairns in 31, and in Darwin, a possible shower or storm and a top of 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with you for SBS News.